An Illinois Supreme Court justice is in an expensive race to keep his seat for a 10-year term. He says the big spending is a bad development.
I think it's really a sad day for our court system. It strikes at the independence of the court system, judicial independence.
That's Illinois Supreme Court Justice Tom Kilbride. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for On Deck on WCBU comes from the Peoria Art Guild, offering a variety of classes, including drawing classes, pottery, printmaking, and more. Classes now open for registration for all ages. Details at peoriaartguild.org.
Today is Monday, October 19th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. In this season of isolation, all of us have noticed a change in our emotional well-being. This is even more noticeable in the elderly population. Student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
Nursing homes and assisted living centers have had to alter the way they operate to ensure health and safety for their residents. In most cases, this means procedures are set in place that isolates their residents from their loved ones. Christy Anderson, Director of Lifestyle Enrichment at Lutheran Hillside Village, says that while this season of isolation has been difficult, it has allowed caretakers and staff to have more opportunities to get to know their residents on a deeper level.
The dynamics have kind of changed. So where in the beginning we might have just sat and visited with somebody one-on-one a couple times a week, we're meeting with our residents at least 6 days out of the 7 days in a week. We find out so much more, too, about the things that they like and they really enjoy.
Anderson says she feels residents are doing fairly well despite the degree of social distancing from their families.
I don't think they're doing poorly at this point. I don't feel like it's having the impact that we expected it to have.
Mitch Forrest, family caregiver and information specialist at the Central Illinois Agency on Aging in Peoria, gives some advice on how to help your loved ones in this time of isolation.
Just continue to reach out in different ways, whether mailing somebody some pictures, you know, here's the grandkids, what they were doing yesterday, just keeping them informed and letting them know they're not alone through this can make a big difference.
Anderson and Forrest both mentioned that nobody's alone during this time and to reach out for help when needed. For more information, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Businesses and nonprofits in the Tri-County area are now eligible for up to $2 million in federal assistance after civil unrest earlier this year. The Peoria City Council begins a regimen of weekly meetings tomorrow night as it seeks to hash out the 2021 budget, and Bradley University's COVID-19 positivity rate is now just 0.75%, the lowest levels on campus thus far. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Illinois Supreme Court Justice Thomas Kilbride is making his case to voters for another 10-year term, even as Republicans launch a multi-million-dollar ad blitz against him.
Well, I enjoy the job tremendously, and it's good work. It's for a lawyer to be involved in the sit on the Supreme Court, to be involved in the development and the establishment of the law throughout the state of Illinois, set the parameters for the appellate courts and the trial courts to make sure there's a level playing field across the board for everybody to ensure fairness. And I think voters should vote for me for those reasons, just because I'm committed to making sure we have fairness and balance in the court. And as I said before, a level playing field for folks.
Let's talk a little bit about how you and your role as a Supreme Court justice seek to level out that playing field and what you've done in, you know, your last two terms here on the court to achieve that.
Well, I guess it comes down to an analysis of the court opinions, and there's 1,800 some that I've voted in over that time period, and it's allowing, you know, the voices to be heard in the cases, and to make sure that working families, especially, and workers who in their worker compensation cases or whatever across the board, that the procedures are in place to make sure that cases are properly heard.
This race has turned partisan. I know the Republican Party held a press conference right here in Peoria urging against your retention, and there's a lot of money going into this on both sides as well. What do you have to say just about kind of the partisan nature of how this is all going?
Well, I think it's bad for the court system. I didn't start this political politicization of the court system. You know, the opposition is attacking me, and in terms of raising funds, we wouldn't have any funding at play on either side of the aisle if they wouldn't be attacking me. And I think it's really a sad day for our court system. It strikes at the independence of the independence of the court system, judicial independence. They're not being truthful with the voters in terms of my participation in cases. Again, as I said, I've voted and participated in over 1,800 opinions, and they kind of point to like half a dozen cases. And those cases represent ones that I'm in the majority, or even cases that are unanimous by the Illinois Supreme Court. So, I mean, they can't pin the donkey on me, as they say, and it's unfortunate because they're not giving the straight skinny to the to voters.
Justice, one thing I do want to ask you about, just the topic of criminal justice reform, specifically when it comes to African-Americans in the system and expungements. I mean, do you see venues from your perspective where there might be ways to change or adjust how the legal system is working?
There are a number of measures taking place to pretrial reform to make sure that people are not unduly held in jail just simply because they don't have the funds. For example, if it's a low-level offense and they don't have any history, they probably would be entitled to get out. But if there's a high bond set, that presents problems for a lot of individuals. And those kinds of things are being studied.
That was Illinois Supreme Court Justice Thomas Kilbride talking with WCBU's Tim Shelley. You can find the full conversation at WCBU.org. It's the WCBU Fall Fund Drive. We're asking everyone who can to please support this essential service now so we can meet our goals and keep the news coming. Please contribute at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from the Peoria Art Guild, offering a variety of classes including drawing classes, pottery, printmaking, and more. Classes now open for registration for all ages. Details at PeoriaArtGuild.org.